Well, hey there, Jonathan Dahl with you for the weekly podcast that is not even remotely weekly. I say it every time, but my gosh, I got to call it something else. I'm going to call it the Jonathan Dahl semi-weekly podcast, quasi-weekly podcast. But it's good to be back in the studio, good to be doing it. As always, my regular listeners will know that I don't like to put too much fluff at the start of the podcast. I like to jump straight in because your time and your attention is so valuable. But it's awesome to be here, excited to do it. Let's do the housekeeping first. I've moved across to Snapchat, so I know I've got a whole range of listeners around the world. Somebody's messaged me this week and said, I'll never be on Snapchat. I'm on Snapchat. It's really cool. It's going to grow. It's going to be big. So I'm in there now. And if you'd like to find me on Snapchat, if you are using it, come across to just find me at Jonathan Dahl Co. So it's Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Doyle Co, C-O at the end. Jonathan Dahl Co. Find me there at Snapchat. Send me a message. I'd love to hear from you. If you're not following me in other places, you know I'm a big Instagram fan, so you can find me there on Instagram. The links will be here under the podcast. But honestly, it's not about sort of me promoting. I love to share what I'm doing, but I love it when you follow because then I can follow back and learn a bit more about your life. So feel free to do that. If you're not following me on Facebook, please do so. Come across to just type in www.fb, letter FB for Facebook, fbjonathan1word.com. So fbjonathan1word.com. And that'll just link you straight through to my Facebook page. I'm posting a lot of stuff, doing a lot of video. I just want to be helpful. Honestly, I want to give and be helpful and put a lot of great stuff out there. So you can find me in all those places and I'd love you to do so. Recently, I posted on Instagram a sort of question for people about, you know, what's something that they've, you know, afraid of, a fear that they have, and how they managed to overcome it. I love posting questions. I get really good feedback from people. And I want to share a couple. I'll keep them anonymous. They know who they are because they remember posting them, and I did say I was going to get back to them. One person posted that their big fear has been a fear of failure in general. And then they sort of talk about sort of failing in some important things in their life at the moment, in that sort of athletic stuff they're doing and in study that they're doing. So they're afraid of failing in general, and they're afraid of failing in some specific areas as well. And then they go on to a second part, and what's interesting here is they set this up as a separate sort of fear, but they say, my other big fear is feeling inadequate for people. And then they say, but I think it's going to take me some time and experience to overcome that. It's interesting, isn't it? When you hear fear of failure and feeling inadequate, they sound quite different, don't they? As if they're very different things. But as I sat with their message and thought about it before I came in, I'm going to link these things up because I think they're embedded in the same thing. And I think many of us struggle with it. I'm going to be really honest and just tell you straight up that I do too. A fear of failure. It's not like, you know, if someone says I don't fear failure, I have no fear of failure. Well, yeah, you can get there, but, you know, sometimes you can be too gung-ho and just charge into things recklessly. So firstly, a fear of failure in a human being is pretty normal. I mean, we've evolved to evaluate our environment and to try and make the best decisions possible. So of course we're going to fear getting things wrong. And, you know, we get all the big consequences mounting up in our head and we think if this happens, then it'll be terrible. And here's what I want to do to link them. When someone's got a fear like this, a fear of failure in general, what's really, or if you've got one, so let's make it about you, the listener. What I do is what's called, and then what? So someone says, well, I'm afraid of failing my exam. I go, okay, well, that's reasonable. And then we do this. We go, and then what? Well, then I'll fail the exam. I go, yeah, I know you just said that, but then what will happen? Well, I'll have to, you know, my marks will slip. And well, then what will happen? Well, I could fail the course. And then what will happen? And they'll go, well, I'll, you know, I won't be able to finish my course. I go, wow, okay. And then what will happen? Well, then I won't be able to get that career. I go, wow, you won't get that career. Then what will happen? Well, I have to do something else. And then what will happen? And you keep going. And ultimately, what the experts tell us is if you dig down deep enough, I mean, the fear isn't, I'm going to starve and die on the street. I mean, that could happen. It's going to be pretty rare and you'd have to really work at that. But when you dig down long enough, I know this could sound a little bit crazy to spell it out this quickly, but the deepest fear we have is of not being loved. And it's interesting that the second part of their fear is being inadequate. Is that I'm inadequate for people. Oh, well, then what? What happens if you're inadequate? Well, people, I can't support them. And then what'll happen? Well, they mightn't like me. And then what'll happen? Well, they won't love me. And look, let's just do this now. I've said many times, we're deeply social beings. We're deeply social. And even if we're not in touch with it at times, all of us have a deep need for connection, to be in intimacy with the people we care about, and to do well in life. Because our deepest fear is that if we fail at all these things, we'll be unlovable. And that there'll be something wrong with us, and we'll be sad and alone and unhappy. And we fear that. So I get it. But our fears about specific things will usually lead down to, you know, fears of greater things. You know, look, someone says, well, I'm afraid of spiders. You go, look, that's different, right? Like if a funnel web spider is about to jump on you, that's different. That's like a, you know, biophysiological human fight or flight response. But these more abstract fears that we all have, what if I don't get promoted? What if I can't pay the mortgage? What if you dig those down long enough, our deepest fears are that our relationships and how we feel about ourselves and the people that care about us will be damaged in some way. So what are we going to do with that? That's big stuff, right? Again, the first thing I want to say is that I wrestle with this too. I wrestle with this too. This is real for me. I fear failure too. And, you know, some of us get set up in life very early. We're taught very early that our value and that our worth is in our accomplishments. Some of us have been, many of us have been raised that way. You might have been raised that way. That our parents, some of them, because they didn't know how to parent, some of them thought they were doing the right thing. They built a reality for us, and teachers did it, and other friends, that we kind of learned, didn't we? We did something well, everybody applauded, and if we're fragile inside, something goes, wow, you know, if I do this well, people like me. And once we start basing our identity in our outcomes, in our results, well, once we start doing that, what happens? We become vulnerable very quickly. Why? Because if we can't sustain the results, then we're vulnerable. I remember recently reading Michael Jordan's biography, and it was fascinating. Really what came home for me was how fragile the man really is. His father really adored Michael Jordan's older brother. And Michael's father often pick on him and tell him to go inside with the women and not to hang out with the men and all this toxic stuff. And this amazing biography finishes with Michael Jordan at the end of this amazing career, sitting in a basketball stadium that he now owns because he owns the whole team, finishes with a line, "Am I okay now, Dad? Do I have to go inside?" You know, like, here's this amazing career, driven in some respects, maybe not 100%, but driven powerfully by this sense of inadequacy. So he learned that if I can do these things, if I can get all this acclaim, then I'll be enough. All of us have that deep fear. Am I enough? And I don't want to make this sound like an Oprah episode, but it's real that we all carry this fear of inadequacy. What if I'm not okay? What if I'm not good enough? And again, you know, work this through. Then what? Then we're not loved. So what are we going to do? Well, you notice that we're the only sort of thing in creation that does this. I mean, you don't look at a tree and go, that is not enough of a tree. I mean, you can look at a massive redwood tree, you know, those ones that are like 200 meters tall, and go, that is a magnificent tree. But you don't see a lesser tree and go, well, that's not a tree. It's not as big as that one. It's still a tree, isn't it? You don't look at a horse. I mean, you can see an amazing racehorse and go, wow, that's a beautiful example of a racehorse. But you don't look at another horse and go, that's not a horse. It's not enough of a horse. It's like, it just is what it is. But we don't do that to ourselves, do we? We don't ever go, we're okay, we're enough. We're enough as we are. It's really, this is hard work. And I hope I'm not losing you and it's not sounding too woo-woo and abstract. This is the real deal. That we're all, probably many of us, afraid that we're just not okay. And that we don't say the right things and we don't earn enough and we're too overweight or too underweight or, you know, not muscly enough or too muscly, or we don't say the funny things and we're not popular. We're all walking around, most of us, at some level going, if only I was something else. So these fears of failure and inadequacy, you know, I don't think any of us are really going to fix them with external circumstances. I mean, I've had a lot of success at times in life, you know, a lot of success around the world. And I can tell you that it's nice. And for a while, you're like, this is really cool. I'm enjoying this. But the same issues are still there until we really turn and address them. Am I okay as I am? Are you okay as you are? So how do you do this? Well, I want to give you some, I guess, the practical way. You have to start. You have to just firstly become conscious and mindful of this dynamic that we all carry. Inadequacy, I'm not okay. And just become conscious of it. And catch yourself, but gently, with humor. Like, be at a party somewhere or in a circumstance and just catch yourself going, oh, you're trying to get that person's approval. Talk to yourself, just in your head, go, oh, you're really trying to get them to like you. You need them to like you. Now, that's different to the fact we're social and we want to have rapport with people, but catch yourself acting out of that inadequate self. Catch yourself doing it. And then just stop and go, well, this is it. It's all I got. I can only be this person. This is me. I might evolve and grow and get better at things, but this is who I am now. You got to learn. It's going to say, oh, man, it's hard to say it this simply, but you got to learn to love yourself. Not arrogantly, not becoming an egomaniac, but you've got to learn to be kind to yourself. And I had to learn this. I had to have a very good psychologist teach me to do this. In small ways, self-care, self-compassion. I'll do this for you. I'm going to paste under the podcast here the self-compassion talk from Dr. Christine Neff, her TED talk. I want you to watch that. So if you're hearing this podcast on iTunes or somewhere, come across to jonathandoyle.co, find this in the podcast tab, and look at the Dr. Christine Neff TEDx talk on self-compassion. Or if you're hearing it anywhere, just go and Google TEDx Neff, N-E-F-F, self-compassion, and watch that. That's where the magic is. In this, you know, if you really love yourself in a not egotistic way, but if you really are okay with yourself, then failure isn't going to terrify you because you've got you. And if the business fails or the relationship, something doesn't work out, you're still on your side. You're still present and you still are okay for you. That's the magic in life. Friends, this is real. People will spend their entire lives acting out of a false self. It's exhausting. It's completely exhausting. I did it. I used to get up on stage and I used to be so damn anxious. No one knew. I was just smashing it up there. But I was terrified of someone go, he doesn't know all the answers. He doesn't know everything. And I would feel inadequate. And I'd be exposed. And I had to learn to go, well, if that happens, well, you know, at the end of the day, I got to live with me. I got to be me. So I hope that's helpful. I know it's a bit esoteric, but the way to avoid fear of failure and feeling inadequate is to love yourself and to get on your own team. Be kind to yourself. Some of you really got to practice this. You got to eat properly. You got to rest more. You got to be good to yourself. Stop beating up on yourself and being hard on yourself. I've done this to myself for years. I'm going to save you a whole bunch of time and money by just telling you now how to do it. Be good to yourself. Give yourself a break. The great thing about the Christine Neff thing is that she says if a great friend, if a good friend came to you with fears of failure or inadequacy, how would you treat your best friend? If someone you loved came to you, a child or someone you really care about, and talked about their fear of failure, would you say to them, well, get over it, muscle up, you can do this, smash through that fear of failure and work harder? No, you'd probably go, you know what, if it doesn't work out, I'm going to be here for you. I think you can do it, I believe in you, but if it doesn't work, you're okay, I love you. You'd support your best friend, but you rarely we do it for ourselves. So that's the one thing. All right, that's the first part of the podcast. Second part I want to do is I want to share with you the other person that posted on Instagram. They said, if I'm truly honest, my biggest fear is fear of success. Success is not in my family blood. And although I've achieved more than some, to be successful means a small part of who I am has to die. And I haven't overcome this. Well, I get that. I was talking to someone about this today. I came from a background of real financial stress, a background of depression and anxiety, and my story, my generational story, hasn't always been a brilliant one. You know, there was alcoholism, there was all sorts of stuff there. So what happens is we get stories. All of us have got stories. And what I want to pitch to you here is that the story you tell yourself, so this dear person here who's posted this has said, here's the words again, success is not in my family blood. Now what's that? That's a story. That's an evaluation, they can probably give me all these reasons why it's true, but at the end of the day, it's a story. I'm sure we could find some success in the family history, but his story is very powerful. Success is not in my family blood. Once you have a story, stories are very powerful. The stories we tell ourselves are subtle, they're often running below the level of consciousness a lot of the time, and they are running the script. So if you want to get major change in life, you've got to change the story. Now, this isn't just me. I was reading an article today from Tony Robbins in Business Insider, and he said, if you want to change anything, you've got to do three things, strategy, story, and state. And some of you have heard me before talk about state, language, and focus, but this time I'm going to talk about strategy, story, and state. Strategy is simply you want to change something like this fear of success, then you're going to have to get a strategy. And how do you do that? Well, the thing you don't do is try and work one out yourself. What you do is you find somebody who's come from a background of no success to success. And you read about them and you find out what they did. And technically, what you do is you find out what they believed. And then you teach yourself to believe it. And some of you will go, that's ridiculous. It can't be that simple. Sorry, if you're working with me, if I was coaching you, I would work with you to find examples of the strategy that you want and who's executed the strategy. We would find those together. We would work them for you and we would execute them. So to say success is not in my family blood, what's the first thing you got to do? You got to get a strategy to change that. How do you do it? You find someone in history or someone recent in business on the internet who's come from dysfunction, and you'll find out what they believed and what they did. I'll give you an example. Ben Carson, the guy that was recently running for president in the US, neurosurgeon, ran for president, amazing guy, came from, you know, massive learning difficulties and family dysfunction, abandonment, poverty. And look at the guy, he's on the national, you know, the international stage. Wherever you think of politics, that's not the point. It's here's somebody that's come from no success to amazing success. So what do you do? Well, one idea is you'd get tons of articles, you'd research and research and research, and eventually you'd find somebody's interviewed him or read his books, watch his movie. You'll find his belief systems. And then we take those belief systems and we start to process them for ourselves and think about them. So the next thing he talks about is story. Is the story we tell ourselves is so powerful. Get a better story. You know, some people that come from backgrounds of, say, abuse. Well, in one story, they're an abuse victim. In another story, they're a powerful abuse survivor. Which one is it? Well, they're both, neither, both, whatever. It's whichever one they choose. So the stories that we tell ourselves about what's happened to us and what's going to happen to us are very powerful. So be very clear on the stories that you're running to get the results you're getting in life at the moment. And the last point is state. Now, I've talked about state a lot. State is your physiological state. Friends, many of you know I'm an obsessive cyclist, do about 400-500k a week. Often I will, you know, I'll be up at 4, I'll be on the bike by 5, 5:30, I'll do 2 hours racing with a bunch of awesome people, flat out smashing ourselves, grab a coffee on the way home in the car, feel $1 million, hot shower, come down to the office, bang, in the state, massive physiological state. But you catch me at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, I'm pretty tired and I don't make big decisions. So I know when my state's at its best. If you want to change something in your life, you want to get leverage on yourself, you got to do it in state. However you get in state, music, swimming, food, friends, dancing, I don't care what you do, but if you want to change something in your life, you've got to do it through, you've got to be in a good state to do it. So strategy, find out what you want to change and find people that have already done it. Story, find out what your narrative is and how it's controlling your results. And I have one too. I was honestly working on one today. There's been a very powerful story that's been controlling aspects of my outcomes, and I'm about to really go to work on it. And to do that, I get myself in state. So there's a whole bunch of stuff there. Like a lot of the podcasts, there's a lot of gold here. So, you know, make sure you're going to listen to it a couple of times and get yourself in a good place to hear it. The last thing I want to say to you is I recently released a big resource on anxiety and depression, and I've made it completely free. If you struggle with anxiety, depression, or you know someone who does, I want you to go to the link here underneath the podcast and click the link and get yourself the program for free. It's a full online program that I've done. I share my story, my journey, and I want to give you that story, and all my other stuff's in there for free. I want to give you all of that, or you can give it to other people, but please grab the link to it and post it on your social media accounts. I want you to do that. Email it to people. Say, hey, I found this free resource on anxiety and depression. Give it to people. It's really powerful, and I want you to do that for me. If it's useful to you, I want you to use it. Otherwise, give it to people you know would benefit. Post it around the place for me, please. That's all I ask. Last thing, if you want to work with me as your coach, I want you to get in touch with me. 4 sessions over Skype, anywhere in the world. You will love it. Basically, we do a whole intake thing where we find out where you're stuck, what you want to work on, what you want to change. Then we do 4 sessions over Skype. We sort of space them out over a couple of weeks at a time. We get focused on what you're believing, what you're doing, what you want to shift, what the strategies are going to be, and we execute, and it works. Just got an email yesterday from a lovely friend who I got to coach who just said, you know, that was the perfect time in my life, and it was so important and so powerful. So I've got limited availability. But whatever you spend with me on that is going to be a big investment in your future. So, you know, find out, get in touch with me. We can talk about the rates and how we do it. But if you're ready to change something in your life, then let me help you as your personal coach. So I hope that's all useful. Hope that a lot of stuff there. Check out the Christine Neff video. Check out the anxiety resource. Share this stuff with people, please. Get it on your social feeds. Love you to do that. Come and follow me on social. Check it out. Check me out on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, wherever it is. Post a comment here if you'd like to. Post a comment on iTunes. I give you this stuff for free. My only request is that you share it with others and put it out there in social media and other places. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Love doing this. Bless you. Hope it's been useful. Check in again very soon. I have another podcast for you very soon. Can't wait to speak to you. Whatever you're doing, be awesome. Have a great night, day, weekend. I'm Jonathan Doyle. Speak with you again very soon.